In January 1933, Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, and I'm here with four trainee teachers to ask them how he did it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to teach this next year. So what do you think? Why did Hitler rise to power?
Because of Hitler himself. I mean, he was incontrovertibly a genius and persuasive. I mean, lots of people mention that he had particularly powerful, burning eyes. You know, he converted people to follow him. And then, you know, he was kept going. It was psychological, perhaps, because of his mother or father or something, I don't know, or being a tramp, or being gassed. Anyway, it made him, you know, sort of, well, he, you know, may have even been mad, but he was certainly focused and, you know, he was tough, a war hero. He never gave up, even after that Munich putsch, you know. I mean, yeah, but that's it for me. I mean, you know, Hitler's personal qualities.
And what about you, Andrea? What do you think?
Well, I think I'd go for propaganda. He tricked the German people. I mean, his programme was, like, so full. When you read it, he just offered, well, everything to everyone. He said what people wanted to hear. And he was also very much ahead of the game. He used all the latest technology, radio, aeroplanes. Well, he had a newspaper, the Volkischer Beobachter. Huge rallies. Everybody cheered and just sort of went, let me in, I want to become a Nazi too. And of course, all this was connected with money. All the rich people were scared of communism, so they pumped money into him. And not just Germans either. All those American businessmen like Henry Ford, well, they absolutely worshipped him. Even after America entered the war, they were bankrolling Hitler. That's how he afforded the propaganda.
But if you're saying it was Hitler's propaganda and Hitler securing finance from rich anti-communists, aren't you in effect saying that it was down to Hitler himself?
Well, I suppose you're right, in a way.
When I was doing my teaching practice, I told the pupils that it was because the Weimar Republic was weak. I drilled it into them every lesson. The Weimar Republic had two inherent structural weaknesses, which did for it in the end. There was proportional representation, which meant that no party ever got enough seats to form a government with a majority. And there was Article 48, which gave the president the right to make the laws himself. Well, PR gave Hitler the opportunity to come to power, and Article 48 let him become a dictator when he did.
I'm quite happy to accept these as, well, sort of, OK, the flaws in the system that Hitler was able to exploit. But it still begs the question as to how he ever got in a position where he could take advantage of them. Because how could anybody follow someone as evil as Hitler? I mean, he was saying really wicked things. And I find it hard to believe that German people were so evil as to agree. So there's got to have been some kind of really powerful thing which made them support him. For me, I'd focus on the Great Depression. I mean, they were already angry about the Treaty of Versailles. But then everybody lost their job. And they were all starving and they were desperate. So, well, then there's this nutcase who says, let me kill all the Jews and it'll be OK. And they say, well, we might as well give him a shot. But when he gets to power, it's too late. They can't change their mind. So I'd suggest that it was the Great Depression that preconditioned the German people to fall prey to Nazi propaganda.
No, the problem with that idea is that unemployed people join the Communist Party, not the Nazi Party. It was the middle class who voted for Hitler.
But that was because of the Great Depression too. You know, middle class could see the country falling apart and they, you know, sort of went, help, you know, we need law and order. Please save us, Mr. Hitler.
No, you're all wrong because you're all working on the idea that Hitler was voted into power, that he was brought to power by the popular acclaim of the German people. But he wasn't. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, at the last election, the Nazis lost seats. But then Hindenburg and Papen did this deal with him and made him chancellor. Hitler didn't take power. He was given power. So there's your answer. Why did Hitler come to power? One word only. Hindenburg.
So, what I'm hearing is that a number of factors might have contributed to Hitler's rise. Hitler's genius, Nazi propaganda, rich businessmen, structural weaknesses of the Weimar Republic, the Depression and Hindenburg. Thank you.